はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようキャンベラ、ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 113. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san, it is great to have you back, Yoshi-san. 2 days in a row, and we're going to keep it going from here on out.
All right, I'm ready.
Now, Chigusa-san, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do girls and guys speak the same in Japanese?
No, we have sort of feminine words and masculine words.
Uh-huh.
And we use it accordingly.
So what we're going to do today is not only look at that, but we're also going to look at informal speech. Yoshi-san, what would you say the ratio of polite Japanese to informal Japanese you use on a daily basis is?
About 3 to 7 polite Japanese to informal Japanese.
So you use informal Japanese a lot more?
Yes.
Because you're such a popular guy, you have all these friends, right?
yes.
I get it now. I see. Yeah, well, I use polite Japanese a lot more. Well, maybe I don't have that many friends. Chigusa-san, what about you?
4-6.
But again, you're using more informal Japanese than polite Japanese.
Yes.
Now, this isn't the case with everybody, but what I want to point out here is that it's a part of everyday life. Whether you use it yourself, you're going to hear it on TV, on the trains, other people's conversations, listening to music, songs. It is all around you. Now, the key to using it is knowing when to use it. And we're going to take a minute here to explain some rules to you. Yoshi-san, who do you use informal Japanese with? When you're speaking with whom?
To my friends and to my family.
Family is definite. So we would like to say that you have this intimate circle. And anyone who falls into this intimate circle, chances are likely that you'll use informal Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet someone off the bat, no matter if they're the same age or younger than you, or what kind of Japanese do you use?
Formal Japanese.
Meaning, desmasu Japanese, polite Japanese, which we call teineigo, polite Japanese. But as time goes on and you get to know each other more and more, and sometimes it can happen really fast, which will you switch to?
Informal Japanese.
So it's kind of a feeling out situation. The rules on this are not concrete. Sometimes you use polite Japanese with inside your family. Sometimes you use it with even close friends. So there's no concrete rules. It's kind of a feel out thing that you'll get the hang of when you have more and more friends and you speak in more and more situations. Now, with that said, we're going to give you one conversation. It's the same conversation, but we're going to have it between two girls who are really good friends and two guys who are also really good friends. Now, you'll notice inside this conversation that there are different points. While the conversation is the same, there are feminine and masculine touches to it. So we want you to listen to the conversation. Pick up what you can get and try and pick up the differences because it's the exact same conversation. We wrote it, we gave it to the girls and guys, and they put their touches on it, how they would speak when speaking to close friends. Now remember, this is a conversation between extremely good friends. We want to warn you again and again, you can rub some people the wrong way using this Japanese in the wrong situation. However, it's an integral part of the language, so we have to start sometime, and here's the point. So with that said, please listen to the first conversation between two good girlfriends and then the latter conversation between two good guy friends. All right, here we go.
もしもし、ともちゃん。
うん。
あのね、今夜お料理を作るの、一緒に食べない?
いいね。何食べるの?
私の自慢の手作り餃子。
食べたい。一緒に材料を買いに行くよ。
本当に?ありがとう。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。もしもし、ともちゃん?
うん。
あのね、今夜お料理を作るの、一緒に食べない?
いいね。何食べるの?
私の自慢の手作り餃子。
食べたい。一緒に材料を買いに行くよ。
本当に？ありがとう。
もしもし、ともや？
うん。
あのさ、俺今夜料理を作るんだ。一緒に食べない？
いいね。何食べるの？
俺の自慢の手作り餃子だよ。
食べたい。一緒に材料買いに行くよ。
よろしく。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。もしもし、ともや？
うん。
あのさ、俺今夜料理を作るんだ。一緒に食べない？
いいね。何食べるの？
俺の自慢の手作り餃子だよ。
食べたい。一緒に材料を買いに行くよ。
よろしく。次は英語が入ります。
もしもし、ともちゃん。 Hello, Tomo?
うん。
Yeah. あのね、今夜お料理を作るの。 Listen, I'm cooking tonight. 一緒に食べない？ You wanna eat together?
いいね。何食べるの？
That sounds good. What are you eating? 私の自慢の手作り餃子。 My special handmade dumplings.
食べたい。
I wanna eat that.
一緒に材料を買いに行くよ。
I'll go with you to buy the ingredients. 本当に？ありがとう。 Really? Thank you.
Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversations. Plural there.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
いいですね。私も餃子を食べたいです。
Translation, please.
It was good. And I want to eat 餃子 too.
Me too. Yes, and we're going to get into all that in a minute. So why don't we just start off with gyoza, actually?
But oh, yes.
Before that, we'd like to stress that, how can we put this? The conversation was based on a girl's conversation, and we tried to take it just like that and plug it into a guy's conversation. Natsuko-san, how did that work out?
Quite interesting. Among boys.
Yeah, so... What we're stressing here is not so much the content of their conversation, but how they're saying it.
Yes.
Unless, Yoshi-san, is this a conversation you have often?
Yeah, why not?
why not?
What's wrong with guys cooking?
I definitely support guys cooking.
I wasn't trying to imply anything about guys cooking. Okay, anyway, let's do this. We're going to run through the vocab, and then we're going to do a comparison between the way the guys and the girls speak. All right, so first, why don't we start off with the word you gave us? What were you talking about there?
餃子
Dumplings.
餃子
This is taken from the Chinese word 餃子 Natsuko-san, do you like 餃子?
I love them.
Okay, give us some of the types of 餃子 because there are a lot.
Okay. 焼き餃子
Fried dumplings.
水餃子
Boiled dumplings.
蒸し餃子
Steamed dumplings.
揚げ餃子
Deep fried dumplings. Keep them coming.
Yoshi の自慢の手作り餃子
Wow.
Yoshi's special dumplings. But what kind of dumplings?
Handmade.
Handmade. On to our next keyword. But wait, let's just don't go so fast. I want to stay on this topic of dumplings a bit longer.We gave you the way they were prepared and served. Now what goes inside them, that's a completely different story.
Yes.
Almost anything can go in them.
Yes, right.
Anything.
Anything.
So the standard is probably pork.
Yes, minced pork and some vegetables. Yoshi-san, どんな餃子が好きですか?
私は焼き餃子が好きですね。
私もです。
私もです。Yeah, the 焼き餃子 is where it's at.
Yes.
But not too good for the body, I think.
Really?
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 Really.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Lots of oil in there, Natsuko-san.
But I think better than deep fried ones.
Yes, but not as good as boiled ones.
Maybe.
Tit for tat here. Let's move on to the way they were prepared in today's lesson. Or should I say, the way they will be prepared later on when they make them.
手作り
Handmade.Made by hand.
手作り
This word is made up of two words. The first word and the first character in there is
手
meaning hand. Second word
作り
And this is derived from the verb
作る,
meaning to make. We put them together, and it's the literal translation. Hand make. Made by hand. It's as simple as that. Natsuko-san, can you give us an example sentence?
このクッキーは手作りです。
This cookie is handmade. This cookie is made by hand.
この服は母の手作りです。
These clothes were handmade by mother. Next we have, Natsuko-san.
自慢
Self-praise. Boastfulness.
自慢 自慢
Now this word can have a negative nuance to it, but used in today's dialogue, it has a very positive
Yes.
meaning to it.
Yes.
Something that you're most proud of.
Mm-hmm.
A dish that you're proud of.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what his specialty dish is.
Yoshi-san の自慢の料理は何ですか?
Anytime, Yoshi-san. You made a cake for Takase-san.
私の自慢の料理はバナナシェイクです。
Your specialty dish is a banana shake?
やめようかな。
Specialty.
What do you think, Natsuko-san?
Maybe we can have a try.
Well, before we make any rash decisions, how about you, Yoshi-san?
Natsuko-san の自慢の料理は何ですか?
私の自慢の料理はカレーです。
Oh.
Why are you so shy?
Are you okay, Peter?
Your specialty dish is curry.
Yes.
My favorite food in Japan, of course, is curry.
Well, most people. It's quite different from, you know, those original curry in India
yeah.
or Thai.
Uh-huh.
But Japanese curry.
Yes, my wife makes really, really good curry.
Ooh.
All right, let's get back to the story. Last we have...
材料
Ingredient, material.
材料 材料
Please listen to these next two example sentences. What we're going to stress here is that it can be used for food as well as projects together. So ingredient and material. Please listen.
工作の材料を集める
To gather craft material. As in kids' crafts, what they would make. Natsuko-san?
カレーの材料を買う
To buy curry ingredients. Ooh, sounds very nice. Now again, yes, stressing here that this word can be used for both ingredients and material. Now what we want to do is look at the conversations between the girls and the guys. Now, obviously the intonation is much different. And if you're a guy, you want to kind of mimic the guy's conversation. See where they go high and low. And if you're a female listener, listen to the girl's conversation. That's what you want to kind of mimic. But you also want to be able to understand what the other party's saying. When I first came to Japan, I had a really tough time understanding the guys. And they speak in a lower tone, quicker. So this is going to be great practice for you. Try to really listen in. First, let's take a look at the differences in the conversations. Now, Natsuko-san, give us something different about the initial greeting. In the female conversation.
もしもし、ともちゃん?
So what do we have here?
ちゃん。
An affectionate suffix, usually used with someone in your inner circle.
Yes, usually.
Of intimate friends.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you really, before you use this suffix, it's a very, very affectionate suffix. You should really know where you stand in a relationship or in the relationship between you and the person you're saying it to. Here, they're really, really good friends. And it's commonly used among females.
Yes.
Now we compare this with Yoshi-san. What did you do when you made the phone call?
もしもし、ともや?
Which is?
My friend's name.
Now is this his first name or last name?
It's a first name.
So again, very intimate friend. And again, you can have intimate friends who you call by their last names. The name calling, again, is determined by development of time. How you first met.
Yes.
Again, when you first meet someone, it's very formal and then it just goes from there. So there's no real rules or concrete structure to this. Next, one thing I'd like to point out. In the second line, both the female speaker and the male speaker, instead of saying the word hi for yes, what word do they use?
Un.
Un.
Natsuko-san, what does this mean?
Yes.
Very informal way.
Yes, like yeah.
I think that's a really good translation. Yeah. Can also be used to recognize that someone's speaking. So if someone's telling a story, you may hear the occasional interjection?
Yes.
So it's used in multiple contexts. A good way to measure how long you've been in Japan is the frequency of in your conversations and when you're listening to someone speak for foreigners. It's a really good litmus test. Really good. In formal situations, you don't want to use this. You want to stick with
はい.
Key point we wanted to point out there. From here, let's take a look at the first filler that you guys used.
あのね?
Now, the first part by itself is used as a filler, but the feminine touch here is
ね.
Which is commonly used by females.
Yes.
It's a habit that lots of foreign guys studying Japanese tend to pick up from their teachers and their female friends. So many people first start off speaking with kind of a feminine accent.
I see.
So this phrase is very nostalgic. Now on the guy side we have...
あのさ。
Same first part, but what's the latter part?
さ。
Used as a filler, like. An English like. No real meaning, like. Okay, this is followed by...
今夜お料理を作るの。
On the guy's side we have...
俺、今夜料理を作るんだ。
Okay, difference here is... Yoshi-san, how did you refer to yourself?
俺。
For guys, there's many ways to refer to yourself. The standard and polite way would be...
私。
Another polite way, but for younger people, would be...
僕。
And finally there is...
俺。
Yoshi-san, how would you explain this?
It's informal and also sounds very masculine.
You'll often hear this among guys in informal situations. Many people refer to themselves in this manner. Now, again, these are two very close friends, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with using it in this context. However, you would not want to use this in a polite situation. Right, Yoshi-san?
Right.
Even if you end the sentence in polite Japanese, the fact that you refer to yourself in this manner is not appropriate for polite situations. Okay, another big difference here. And Natsuko, you ended your sentence with?
No.
Yoshi-san, you ended your sentence with?
N-da.
This is a contraction of the phrase no da, which indicates the speaker is explaining something. In this case, that tonight he's going to be cooking. And it can also be used to ask about an explanation for something. Also, it can be used for emotion. So many uses here, but here it's used to let the listening party know that he's doing something. This is followed by
私の自慢の手作り餃子.
Then we have similar phrases shared by both. Just the intonation is quite different. Those similar phrases are
一緒に食べない?
Now, notice the intonation here. We have the plain non-past. And the way we make it into a question is just the intonation.
食べない?
Followed by
いいね.
Sounds good. Again, we leave out the copula altogether. Then we have
何食べるの?
This question. In informal Japanese, you'll often find questions end in
の.
So, intonation or sentences that end in
の
are common patterns for asking questions in informal Japanese. Again, particle left out here, subject left out here, so much is inferred. Then we move on to a difference.
私の自慢の手作り餃子.
Now, how did you refer to yourself here?
私.
Which is a feminine way for the subject to refer to themselves.
Yes.
Contrast this with
俺.
So, a main difference here. The masculine and feminine way to refer to yourself. Okay? At the end of this sentence, one more time, Natsuko-san.
私の自慢の手作り餃子.
No copula sentence ends there on dumplings, 餃子. Contrast this with
俺の自慢の手作り餃子だよ.
Where the copula in the plain form is added plus the particle
よ.
Emphasizing his statement. So, again, a more masculine way to say it. Then we have similar phrases.
食べたい。一緒に材料を買いに行くよ。
The guys also say the same thing here. This is followed by
本当に?ありがとう。
Much more compassionate answer. Really? Thank you. Whereas in the masculine side we have
よろしく。
Which can be translated and interpreted many ways. And here, maybe like a casual thanks.
Yes.
So, to get your ear accustomed to hearing the different ways of speaking, again, listen to both tracks. On our website, we have the guys' and the girls' versions of the formal conversations among coworkers or not such close acquaintances. Compare these. Stop by JapanesePod11.com. It's the reverse now. In the past, we gave you the polite and provide you with the informal on the site. Now the rules are reversed. So stop by, get the formal tracks, Say hi and be sure to leave us a post. Again, inside the PDF, so much more. Detailed explanations of the differences. Also, inside the Learning Center, material to bring it all together. With that said, that's going to do for today's episode.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。